So I'm here with Davo after a 1-0 away defeat in the FA Cup replay at Slimbridge after extra time. Davo, I suppose, a bit of a cool way to go out. Very little between the two teams over both games, really, and it came down to a set piece, I guess.
Yeah, it did. I mean, they're unbeaten in their league, so they're no mugs, are they? And yeah, it was a... We probably lost it in many ways in the 90th minute or whatever it was in the first game where we should have dealt with it and got the win. Instead, we've come down here. We brought a depleted squad. Numbers were very low. We could only name three subs due to injuries and lads not being able to get there. And full credit to everyone who did, because we've had to leave at 3 o'clock. We've had lads who had to take half days off work. And it's much documented that we don't pay the lads really anything to compensate for that. And they've come down, and I think they've been a credit to the football club today. And yeah, like you say, it's a cruel way to go out. I thought we did some good things today. And I spoke to their manager after. He's a nice fellow. He said, neither side deserved to lose, and it's probably about right. But someone does lose. That's football, and we've lost, and we lick our wounds, and we move on.
And on the balance of the first half, really, you had the better play. You had the better chances. Only slightly, but Ryan Price made a fantastic save on a one-on-one. You hit the post yourself. Chalky forced the keeper into a good save at his near post. I can't remember who else hit the shot, but I know, again, the keeper was made to parry one. And as I say, on the balance of the first half, I thought you edged it and were unlucky not to go in at the break 1-0 up.
Yeah, I thought we played some good football. I thought first half we knocked the ball around brilliant, and we looked like a really good side. It was a good game of football between two good Southern League sides. They're 8th, 9th in the league, and you can see why. They try and play, they try and move it, and quite lively, and so were we. You're right, away from home, we come up there, and I thought we edged the game, particularly in the first half, fairly even second half, but yeah, definitely edged it up to the break, and hitting the post just before half time, inside of the post was the killer. We thought it was in, and we've actually celebrated it, but yeah, I agree, we probably edged the first half.
And second half was very similar to the second half at your place the weekend. It was almost something for nothing, very few chances created, and probably the biggest chance, unfortunately, again at the end of the game, falls to one of the lads and unfortunately can't convert. And that's probably on the 88th, 89th minute, and if that goes in, naturally you probably win the game and you're already on the coach on your way home.
It's probably later than that, wasn't it? I mean, I agree, it was somewhere. I think I said to the manager, two good teams cancelled each other out in many ways. Our formation caused them problems, and theirs sort of slightly caused us problems at times, and it was a good battle really, and neither side, like their manager said, deserved to lose. But you're right, game was petering out to extra time. You don't know, no team wants to make an error at that point, and we've had an absolute gilt-edged chance. I think good little move. Danilo's tucked inside. Maybe could have done more with it, but the keeper's parried it. It's fallen to Taylor, who done well to get into his position, and he just needed some composure to slot the ball in, and it's he's blazed it. And we've ended up drawing, and it's extra time. And yeah.
And then for all the world in extra time, I mean, well, at that point, as I say, for all the world, it looks like extra time's going to end up being 0-0, and you're probably going to end up going to penalties, and it's going to be down to either keeper to become a hero. And all bar a set play, that was exactly what it was, because again, there weren't many chances in extra time either, and one lapse in concentration, unfortunately, has cost you dear from a corner.
Yeah, it did, and that's poor that we conceded from a set piece. We're not that smaller side, they weren't that bigger side, and maybe a bit of desire from their lad was more than our desire to clear it, possibly. Although that's a bit harsh because it was Rossi and he's got bags of desire. But it, just in terms of the way that they attack the ball better than we do when we put deliveries in there and their keeper's flapping at it and stuff, and we're not going to attack it like they did. And, that's their reward. They got the goal and they're through to the next round. So, yeah, disappointing.
And I suppose the tensions, I mean, realistically, you were never going to win the FA Cup, but having said that, it's always nice to have a run in the FA Cup. You never know where you're going to get with it. It also generates money for the club as well. And I suppose now with tonight out of the way, your attentions will turn to league formalities on Saturday and trying to pick up a win against, I forget you've got Aylesbury at home, and try and kick yourself back up the league.
Yeah, we do need to do that. I think we're in a position which it is not a false position, because we've not got the points that we needed to, but we've dominated games, not picked up the points we should have done, so we need to rectify that and it starts with Saturday, get the lads home, get them rested as best as we can, get them ready again for Saturday, see if we can add to what we've got. Squad wise, we are short of numbers, and we need to we need to get some of them bodies back and see if there's anything else we can bring in as well, because we do need some help, that's for sure.
And how are you looking to prepare for the coming games? It feels like at the moment you get one of two areas right. You either keep a clean sheet but don't score, or you end up scoring two or three, but equally you end up letting in two or three. And it feels like it's never, you never get both in the same game.
Yeah, I agree. Don't know the answer to that. If I did know the answer to that, we would I had the magic formula and I could just give everyone a little drink of it and we'd be flying up the league. But you know, we do have naivety as a team, and until the lads learn not to be naive and what to do in certain situations, we are always going to have these ups and downs. But I think as the season wears on, we'll get better and better, and I foresee us pushing up the league and watch this space, I suppose.
And Slimbridge obviously into the next round and on to Taunton away. Thoughts on that game, and obviously any final thoughts on Slimbridge themselves?
No, I wish them well. I thought they they sort of, I thought they celebrated like they got through on Saturday, which disappointed me a little bit, but you know, ultimately they were right to celebrate because they did do it. But they certainly didn't. I think maybe we gave them a tougher game when we came back up here with the numbers that we did bring than we did. And you know, their manager's a nice fella, and they've got some good players, and I thought their hospitality was good. So I do wish them well in the next round. It'd be tough against Taunton, but I'm sure if they keep their unbeaten run going, they'll give them a tough game. So good luck to them.
And how do you deal with the players now? You've obviously got your 2-3 hour journey back on a coach. Is it a bit of a sombre mood that you're going to have, or do you pick them back up?
It will be. We had a little huddle afterwards. I told them, debrief the game and then get home. On the way home, have a chat with each other and pick each other up, because they're a smashing group of lads. I couldn't ask for more from them in terms of their attitude and their commitment to the club. I think their commitment is far outweighs anything around. And I think the people in and around Fleet and supporters should be appreciative of their efforts, because I know I am, and the staff. So you know, get them home, get them rested, and roll on Saturday.
Commiserations tonight. It's always horrible to go out of a cup competition, but wish you all the best back to league action on Saturday, and all the best for the following cups in the year.
Thank you, mate.